KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Netherlands, featuring the Hillbenders and Armchair Boogie Friday, November 11th. Ticket information and more at CariboRoom.com.
Support comes from the 10th Annual Boulder Jewish Film Festival, taking place now through November 13th at the Dairy Arts Center, featuring curated films and an in-person talk with cinematographer Peter Stein and a Wild West double feature rap party. Tickets and a schedule of events can be found at thedairy.org. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime, and tonight we enter in part two of a two-part series that we are doing in honor of Scott Joplin, who was born this month. It's called The Orchestral Joplin, and this is part two. So in part one, we left Joplin in Sedalia, Missouri. He had traveled around there and finally up and down the Mississippi River and finally settled in Sedalia. There he met John Stark, publisher, and the Maple Leaf Rag was published. And that, thanks to the royalty arrangements of the Maple Leaf, Joplin gave up playing for the more enjoyable pursuits of teaching and composing ragtime. So that's where we left him a week ago. Now, he was kind of at loose ends. He had married, and a two-month-old girl had died, and then his wife died. So he was at loose ends. He wandered around Chicago, visited family back in Texarkana, Texas, then came to New York City in 1907, where John Stark had preceded him, setting up his editorial office there. He met Lottie Stokes in New York, whom he married in 1909. She provided him with the comfort, love, and understanding he needed to further inspire his musical ideas. It was at this time that he expended most of his energy working on Treemonisha, the folk opera which was soon to occupy his thoughts for the rest of his life. He opposed the life of the sporting district on basic principle and rejected the attendant performer dimensions of a ragtime life. So it's a bitter irony that in the end, the district life caught up with him. He died of complications arising from syphilis. New York, New York, April 1st, 1917. Well, having said that, Joplin didn't write any music, any of his rags specifically for orchestra, but they can be programmed for orchestra and have been programmed for orchestra, and we have quite a collection of them. We played a dozen of them last week, and we're going to do another dozen tonight. So we'll start out with probably the biggest orchestra that we have available, the Boston Pops Orchestra. And here from 1899 is the Maple Leaf Rag. And then following that will be from 1901, the Easy Winners with the Phoenix Symphony Ragtime Ensemble. So here's Boston Pops.
Thank you.
All right, we had Maple Leaf Rag and we had the Easy Winners. Let's move on now to two more Joplin pieces. From 1904, here is the Cascades, named for magnificent water feature at the Chicago World's Fair that same year. The Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra will play that. And right after that, from 1905, Binks Waltz with the Southland Stingers.
Thank you. One bright spot in today's economy, that vehicle you don't need anymore, it's probably worth a lot more. If you don't need it, donate it to KGNU. Learn more at kgnu.org.
Did you know you can stream KGNU from your phone, computer, and other digital players? Download the app for the on-demand digital content of your favorite KGNU programs. Make sure to follow KGNU on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for special updates and more. Thank you for listening to and supporting community-powered KGNU.
Colorado Gives Day is coming up Tuesday, December 6th. This is a great time to support your favorite radio station. KGNU is here for you 24/7, and there's no better time to support us. Make your donation now through December 6th at coloradogives.org.
Well, we heard Binks Waltz and The Cascades and Binks Waltz. That's what we heard. Now, two more Joplin's compositions to come your way. From 1906, Eugenia, as played by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. And from 1907, Searchlight Rag, played by the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra. Searchlight Rag was actually named for the town of Searchlight, Nevada, where Tom Turpin, who was a friend of Joplin, his brother, I think, went off there prospecting. Anyway, we've got Eugenia and we've got Searchlight Rag coming your way now. Thank you. obviously having trouble with that one, so we won't be able to finish the Searchlight rag tonight. I apologize for that. And let's move on now to two more Joplin rags from 1907, the Roseleaf Rag. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra will play that for us. And then from 1909, Wall Street Rag. Paul Price's Society Orchestra has that one. The Wall Street Rag is the only rag Joplin wrote that had programmatic music in it. He labeled each section. The A section is called Panic in Wall Street, Brokers Feeling Melancholy. B section, Good Times Coming. C section's Good Times Have Come. D section, Listening to the Strains of Genuine Negro Ragtime, Brokers Forget Their Cares. So, Roseleaf Rag and Wall Street Rag.
Thank you.
Support comes from the Roots Music Project, Colorado's community music incubator. Musicians, fans, and venues can connect to create a local music scene in Boulder and the Front Range, located at 4747 Pearl Street in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at rootsmusicproject.org.
Okay, we heard Rosalief Rag and Wall Street Rag. Now from 1909, we will hear one of the most popular of his pieces, Joplin's pieces, Solace, a Mexican serenade played by the Elite Syncopation Orchestra. And we'll follow that up from the same year, 1909, with Country Club, played by the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, two more, Solace and Country Club. Now we've got two to take us out and perhaps a third if we're lucky. From 1909, a piece called Euphonic Sounds, one of Joplin's most inventive rags. The Manhattan Ragtime Orchestra will do that. And following that, from 1914, a piece that was discovered long after Joplin's death, only existed on a piano roll, called Silver Swan, and the Dawn of the Century Ragtime Orchestra will play that. And if we have time, we'll squeeze in a little bit of the Rosebud March with the Paragon Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that does it. We heard Euphonic Sounds, Silver Swan, and Rosebud March. And that brings us to the end of the Orchestral Joplin, Volume 2. I hope you've enjoyed that, our celebration of Scott Joplin's birth, which occurred in the month of November. And so this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. I hope you will stay tuned for Swing Shift, which begins in just a scant few minutes. So do I.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned for the Swing Shift.
Is your car driving you up the wall instead of down the road? You don't need that. Take a breath and donate your car to KGNU. It's easy and your gift qualifies for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR and schedule your free pickup today.
Support comes from the KGNU listener members and by Eldora Ski Resort, Boulder County's community ski resort, located in Nederland, Colorado, currently hiring snowmakers for this year's ski season. More information can be found at eldora.com.
Hi, my name is Wellington Bullings, and I like to get down after dark with Dr. Decibel.
All right, it is Thursday night, 9 o'clock. That can only mean one thing. It's time to grab your dancing shoes. We are going to cut a rug. It's time for the Swing Shift, KGNU's home for big band and swing. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. I'll be here with you for the next hour as we Lindy Hop our way through all the tunes of the era. Got a special treat for you tonight. Jeremy Mone, the one and only Jeremy Mone, is in the house. He's setting up in the cabaret studio. He's going to be playing live for us here tonight from his new album. Going to talk with him, talk about the album, talk about some really cool upcoming shows that he's got. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Swing Shift on KGNU Community Radio.
basement to the rooftop. Everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine.
I'm in that bottle.
Oh, give me that wine.
I'm in that bottle.
Yeah, give me that wine.
I'm in that bottle.
'Cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know.